Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a couple minutes to spare and answer a few questions, ma'am?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the highest level school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree from university.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or some other race?
Dear, I'm white as the driven snow.
Okay. I could have told you that, but, you know, I have to follow protocol.
I understand,
Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you are not registered? Oh, okay, you are.
I am.
Thank
definitely
you so much.
Registered, and I'm planning to vote.
Most definitely? You almost certain to vote, probably?
Oh,
50-50?
No, it's not even 50-50. It's okay. I'm either going to go out to the election board and vote, or I'll do it in my local poll on election day. But I'm going to vote. So.
Okay, so you're going to do it in person.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I've done mail vote before, but you know, I kind of like to do it. I'm old. I like to do it in person. It feels more real that way to me.
Mm-hmm, more personal. That most definitely. How motivated are you to vote in November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are somewhat motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
10? Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Now, we like to rate your feelings about some people using a scale.
You're breaking up. I can't get what you're saying.
You hear me now? Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was saying that we like to rate your feelings about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or group, please indicate so.
Okay, so 10 is I like them a lot. 0 is I hate them, right?
0 is you don't like them at all. 5 is like you're neutral.
Yeah,
and
neutral.
10 means
10
that
is
you like.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That Columbus City Council.
Yeah.
Okay. What number you want to give them?
The whole city council?
The whole city, yeah, council.
The whole council? Let's say about an 8.
About an 8? Okay, thank you. What about Adrian Hood?
Don't know him here.
You don't know? Okay. What about Shannon Harden?
I'd say 8.
Okay. What about
I haven't
Andrew?
Heard of her.
Okay. What about Andrew Ginther?
Andy Ginther is our mayor.
Mm-hmm.
9.
9. Thank you. What about Louis Gill?
Louis Gill.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like I've heard that name, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. No problem. What about Nick Bankston?
Don't know. I really don't know my council members so much.
Okay, no problem. No worries. What about Emmanuel Remy?
I'd say 7.
7? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. What about Joseph Motil?
Joe Motil, seven again.
Seven
now, there's
again.
A couple numbers. There's a couple of names I know, so we're doing better.
Okay. Thank you so much. What about Nancy Day Ockard?
Well, I know who she is. Let me go with about a seven, six. Seven,
six, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, seven,
six
okay.
is good. Six is good. I'm not sure about her record so much.
What about Farhan Jetty?
Who'd you say? Farhan?
Yeah,
no.
Farhan. No, okay.
No.
Okay, thank you. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? Even if neither is exactly right, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work the work they have been doing so far. Which one will you go with, the first or the second statement?
I think the second.
The second one, okay, no problem. And if the November elections for mayor of Columbus was held today, will you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
Andy Ginther.
Okay, thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockard or Louis Gill?
Probably Nancy Day Ockard.
Okay. How certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
I'm pretty certain.
Okay. That will mean very or somewhat.
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Remy.
Emmanuel, thank you so much. How certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel for Columbus City Council? Very certain?
I'm certain.
Somewhat certain.
Yeah, I'm certain. Very certain.
Okay. Thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
I don't even know who that other guy is, person is. I guess I'm somewhat certain to vote for Nick.
Nick, okay. Thank you. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes to approve or to reject this measure?
I'm not in the Columbus School District, even though I live in the city of Columbus.
Okay.
So I probably won't even be on my ballot.
Okay. So you're...
It's a school district. It's a school district levy, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's not a general. If it was a general levy, I'd probably vote for it. But if it's a school district levy, I won't. I'm in the You know, they divide things up here, and I'm in the Worthington School District, so.
Oh, okay. So your options, let me read the options, and then you tell me how you want me to mark it.
Okay.
Yes, approve the measure. Lean, yes. Undecided, lean, no. No, reject, no, reject the measure.
I guess you probably should say undecided.
Undecided, okay, no problem. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay, thank you. Are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote? That you vote for Joe
in
Biden?
In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank
I wouldn't
so
vote
much.
For that other asshole for any amount of money. Sorry.
I understand your French. Thank you. Last year,
sorry to
that
is, impose that on you, but you know, that's...
No,
just,
no worries. I understand. Believe me,
I would
me,
say
I
worse than that, except for I'm talking to a nice man, so...
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate your collaboration. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, man. Well, I'm retired, so I collect Social Security, and I have some income from it's an IRA now. I file tax returns, and I don't, and they send me money back, all my money that I've paid in. So, I guess I'm going to say about $25,000.
Okay, no problem. Well, I just want to thank you for your time, you being such a wonderful person. Thank you so much for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.